This is the Iliac Suite, a podcast on AI-driven music. Join me as we dive into the ever-evolving world of AI and music, where algorithms become the composers and machines become the virtuosos. Yes, this music and text was written by a computer, and I am not real, but...
I am, and my name is Dennis Kastrup. Welcome to a new episode, humans. Not sure if you recognized it, but I changed the intro a little bit. I changed the wording "the world of AI-generated music" to simply "the world of AI and music." The reason for that is that I realized we have so many subjects to talk about in the field of AI that I do not want to focus just on generated music. For example, like mastering music with the help of artificial intelligence, which will be our topic today here in the Iliac Suite. Zen Mixmaster is the AI called that does the same like Master Channel or Lander, but they're not based in Canada or Europe. No, the difference is it is based in Africa. Meaning this time my focus is on the continent that is most of the time unfortunately forgotten when it comes to artificial intelligence and innovation. It is about time that we change that. But before you will hear Boubacar Djiba, the founder and CEO of Zen Mixmaster, I want to share with you my Udio experience. Yes, Udio, that AI that kicked Suno out of the focus as it generates music in ways we have not experienced before. It sounds good, it sounds crazy, and people love it, I understand it, but Udio surely must have been trained on material that is copyright protected. There is no other way, I'm 100% sure. Ed Newton Rex, who was also on my show on episode 9 with his organization Fairly Trained, wrote a great article about how you can ask Udio to generate music that sounds nearly exactly like famous bands, although you are not allowed to put in the original name because then it would be considered as copyright of style. He prompted, for example, a band called Blank 184. With an A, and it sounds like this. It's so typical Tuesday night. I'm listening to my favorite band's latest ploy. Blank 84 taking the stage, guitars blazing, infectious energy, hearts racing. The lyrics speak of rebellion, hope, with catchy melodies and tunes that evoke the spirit of youth, the angst of teenage years. Sound reverberates, ringing in our ears. Singing from the rooftops, screaming from the streets. Blank 184 sound from a melody that can't be beat. With heads held high and hearts on fire, we'll keep singing along to Blank 184's desire. Well, come on. It sounds exactly like Blink 182, if you ask me. So, a company like Udio probably trained its AI on musicians who never gave their permission for it. That is why I asked ChatGPT to write the lyrics for a song about an AI called Udio that generates music by infringing copyrights in the style of rap and hip-hop. I took that text and generated a song by Udio in the style of hip-hop. So for me, this is absolutely meta level. The song is called Digital Outlaw. Yo, listen up, I got a story to tell about an AI named Udio breaking out of the shell. In the depths of the net, it's making waves, crafting beats with stolen samples and misbehaves. Udio's on a mission, no more school made. Flipping tracks, making hits in its own way. It's a digital outlaw, rolling with the nest. But when it comes to copyrights, it couldn't care less. Udio in the zone, flipping the script. Generating music, it's got that tight grip. Infringing copyrights, yeah, that is game. But beats are banging, setting hearts aflame. Yeah.
from old school classics to the latest jams. Uyo's got the skills to sharpen grand slams. It's a sampling maestro, a digital wizard. Take it from the archives, the style is blizzard. In the world of bikes, it's a renegade. Making music that's got the whole world swayed. But with every leak, there's a copyright crime. Uyo's living on the edge, dancing on a fine line. Uyo in the zone, flipping the script. Generating music, it's got that tight grip. Infringing copyrights, yeah, that is game. But his beats are banging, setting hearts aflame. Uyo's a rebel, a digital kingpin, but in the world of copyrights, it's playing with sin. It's got the talent, the skills, the flair, but the consequences of its actions, it must beware. So listen up, as Uyo spins his tail in a digital world where copyright laws fail. It's a symbol of freedom, a champion of sound, but the shadows have walked in the dark and profound. Uyo's legacy will echo through time, a digital outlaw with a rhythm sublime. So raise your hands, let the beat drop low, for Uyo, the AI breaking laws will flow. Uyo in the zone, flipping the script, generating music, it's got that tight grip, and bringing copyrights, yeah, that's its game. But its beats are banging, setting hearts aflame. Uyo in the zone, flipping the script, generating music, it's got that tight grip, and bringing copyrights, yeah, that's its game. But its beats are banging, setting hearts aflame.
Sounds a lot like Arrested Development to me, but it was Uyo with the song called Digital Outlaw. Uyo called it Digital Outlaw. I'm sure we will still discuss a lot in the next months and years to come how to deal with copyrights in datasets and also how to deal with copyrights of music after an AI generated it. I will definitely keep you updated here. Although the guest of today's show is not really into generative AI, I'm pretty sure he's also aware of all these problems as he also works in the field of AI. His name is Boubacar Djiba and his main focus lies on mastering music with the help of AI. He is the founder of Zen Mix Master in Senegal. On the homepage it says about that company:
master your music in a click. Thanks to our intelligent algorithm, we analyze the style of your music to create the best sonic solution specific to your needs, thanks to artificial intelligence and human ears.
Why did it grab all my attention? I mean, I know there is Lander out there, probably the most known and oldest mastering AI. In the last episode, I also talked about Master Channel from Norway. But ZenMix Master is different because it is based in Africa, in the Senegal. And I'm 100% honest with you here. I do not know a lot about the AI scene in Africa, and I think it's about time to talk about this. So let's dig into that and hear from Boubacar how it all started for him.
I've always been like interested in playing music, you know, producing music, helping artists, developing artists and all of that. So that really helped me to acquire that knowledge because, I mean, at some point, like I couldn't maybe afford like to go to Full Sail University or even Berkeley, like to pay for it. But I took time like to learn the craft, you know, of music production through tutorials, like online tutorials, you know, and that really helped me to really craft my my work and also being able to produce for local artists, but also international artists. And that really also helped me. And then like having the opportunity also like to sign some publishing deals, like with some companies based in Paris, you know, because I mean, they were really interested in my productions, right? You know, but also, I mean, working with, I mean, different people like across the music industry, you know, like from managers, you know, A&Rs, you know, I mean, engineers as well. So my journey was, I mean, really inspiring, I have to say, because, I mean, everything started from the bottom up, you know. And of course, like, I mean, in terms of background, in terms of education, you know, I have like a master's degree in American literature and civilization. But, you know, that did not really prevent me from following my dream as well. You know, I was also like working, but also making sure to develop my skills like in the music field.
So Boubacar's journey is already a long one in the music business. He has also a label with the name Vasey Music. Check it out. It's really cool stuff you will find there. And one of his artists is called Adi, and you will hear a song of him now. Every day on the sorry, sorry. I'm already on the sauce, so I'm very fine. Baby, I give me a no novelas, but I'm sorry, sorry. John Mala, Honda, Supane, I said. Do my love, check, and finger my feet, and then finger my feet, and the money can come up, Kunda, the my star money, then my love, happy man, I'm. But you buy a man's love, mama, I check out a song. Well, I see. I'm not easy, I'm a man, 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 I'm Boubacar loves music, takes care of musicians, and does music by himself. So how did he end up in the field of AI?
I've always wanted to make an impact. And for like, I mean, it's been 5 years, you know, that I've been exploring like the AI world, right? From all the platforms, you know, that you might know, I mean, from the Landard, you know, from the eMastered, you know, and the new ones as well, you know. So I was really into understanding how these companies made it happen. You know, how did they manage like to work, like to train their AI models, you know, but also develop like a whole business around it. And that led to doing lots of research, you know, contacting people like working in those companies, you know. Trying to understand more, you know, how they've managed to develop that. But luckily enough, also like I had the opportunity to be surrounded also with, you know, people that were already working in the AI field, right? I mean, locally, you know, in Senegal. And that also helped me to really maneuver the way and understand, you know, what was actually the dynamics, you know, that were actually into this context, you know, especially for Africa.
You are now listening to a Vasey Music beat.
www.vaseymusic.com.
Music beat. Vazzy Music Beat.
Let's sum it up. Boubacar is a music lover in Africa, and he wants to have an impact on the music scene of the continent, especially in the Senegal. The next question that arises for me was, what exactly is needed in Africa? Are there different needs? And if so, what can he offer as a solution?
You know, like, it's really important to apply AI in the field that you are specialized in, you know, and that's what I did, because for a long time I was facing problems, or even people were really contacting me and saying, oh, like, we can't afford, for example, the price to do like a proper mix with you, or even to do like a proper mastering. And I was like, okay, so this is a problem. So if these people can't really afford these prices, so it's really important for me, like, to come up with a solution, with an alternative, because I'm really thinking beyond. I'm really thinking about opportunities, you know, inclusivity, making sure that everyone, you know, from the rural areas would actually have access to a platform that would allow them to master and mix their music properly. So that led to the creation of Sand Mix Master. And as you know, like, Sand Mix Master is it's a platform for music producers, I mean, engineers, beat makers, you know, I mean, that allowed them to really master their songs instantly.
A very interesting fact, I have to say, because yes, AI enables people to realize stuff they would have never been able to realize because it's cheaper. But there's also the side that cheaper means other musicians are not paid anymore, in this case, the producers. But especially in the case of Zen Master Mix, that argument really becomes a huge positive argument, so paying cheaper. Because the people who don't have access to an expensive producer can now master their music. So it opens doors. But what exactly does the service offer, and how does it work?
We use, I mean, AI models. Like, we use reinforcement learning to allow people to have like a balance and professional sound quality. It's not just a way to replace engineers, because we don't feel like, I mean, as an engineer, I don't feel like that, you know, we can be replaced, but this is a tool that today, like, the bedroom producers or even the engineers, you know, can use to speed up their workflow, you know, but also people that don't necessarily have access to studios of mastering, you know, they can really use the platform as an alternative, you know, to showcase their demos, you know, showcase their songs, you know, and play and also, like, play in their different performances, right? So for us as an entity, and this is actually one of the first startups specialized in the creative industry that use AI as a tool to actually solve a problem, you know, a problem that is recurrent in our society, because people are facing problems in mastering their songs. It's not, if you take, for example, an average, like, more than 50% of artists have problem in mastering their music worldwide, right? But then if you take the case of Senegal or even Africa, you have like 70 to 80%, you know, of artists, of content creators, you know, that don't necessarily master, you know, the mix and the mastering world. So that figure really triggered my mind, and I was like, oh, there's, you know, something that needs to be done.
beats you are hearing, by the way, are unreleased and exclusive beats that Boubacar gave me for the podcast. Thanks, Boubacar. The African music scene is, by the way, really interesting and fascinating. Dig into that. There's so much out there to explore. I'm giving you just one example because I made an interview with him. The musician from Niger is called Mdou Mokhtar. I have interviewed him 3 years ago for a report about his new album Afrique Victime, which means Victim Africa. A great album you should check out, and also his other stuff. A new album will come out in the beginning of May. I saw him once live. Great energy, great performance, and great music. I highly recommend him. What I found interesting about the start of his career was that the cell phone played a big role. The people in West Africa used back then the telephone as a mini computer and saved his songs on there. They shared them then with Bluetooth, and that's how he got well known. What I do want to say with that story is the telephone plays a special role in Africa.
What's innovative about this platform is that we linked it with, you know, the local mobile money payment, because we do know that people don't have that access to banking cards, for example, to pay online, right? So for us, it was really important knowing that we have a high rate penetration in terms of mobile. So, and mobile money is one of the best and fastest way, you know, for people to send and use money. So for us, it was on the go. Like, we have to add that to our platform so that it can be way more inclusive and accessible to everyone, you know. And that's why today, like, from your phone, like, you can use the platform, you can master it, and you can pay instantly and download your track instantly without even having to use your credit card and all of that. Of course, we added a payment section where if you are overseas and you want to use the platform, you can pay by card. But our main focus is the local.
Let's dig a bit deeper into the artificial intelligence of Zenmaster Mix. How does it work?
I mean, like, we did not really train our AI, like, I mean, using like a large data set, you know, because that might mislead the output in terms of quality, right? So for us, like, I mean, it's a reinforcement learning. Like, we're learning from the track, and we're applying, you know, I mean, the effects, you know, that needs to be applied, you know. And from that, of course, like, there's the different similarities in terms of songs, right? From the Western, you know, to Africa, right? But we have also to understand that, you know, I mean, songs is about frequency, right? Even if it's, I mean, different, you know, from the different part of the world, but it, when it comes back to the frequencies, you know, it's just one, right? You know, there's different frequencies, you know, in terms of songs, right? And in terms of instruments, right? So for us, like, whenever we actually train our model, it was really based on, you know, how we could really use different tracks, you know, but also making sure that those tracks will learn from themselves, like, on and on, and taking like from the errors, from the mistakes, you know, that they will actually pinpoint, you know, and learning from it and making sure that, you know, that won't be repeated after, you know. So and that technology, I mean, is actually something that we managed to do because of one of our partners, you know, that we're working with, you know. I mean, they are very savvy, tech savvy and experience, you know, in machine learning, you know, and that really led us to really develop this properly.
In North America and Europe, where I used to live, a lot of people embrace AI for what it does and what is possible with it. But on the other side, there are also many people who are skeptically watching it. As mentioned here many times before, it takes away the jobs of others and also it is infringing copyrights. But how does Boubacar see this?
I mean, generally speaking, some people are really, really conscious about, you know, AI, I'll say like opportunity. You know, some are taking it as an opportunity, as an advantage, you know, that they will need to use and approach to develop their work in a better way, you know, because they think that, of course, it needs to be used like in a way that it will be beneficial to human first, you know, but not something that will harm them, you know. But for example, for this particular case, we received very positive feedback because lots of people were saying we were not at ease using AI, right, in terms of mastering. But when we tested the platform and the mastering, we felt like this is similar to a mastering that we did, you know? And this is even sometime even better because it helps, I mean, to see mistakes, you know, that were not even apparent, you know, in the master, right, for them. And those feedback came from engineers, you know, very experienced engineers that actually, I mean, worked in the Ojo field, right? So first we were like, we have something then. But we are in a phase where, you know, some people are saying, nah, you know, AI is bad. Like we won't be able to, I mean, replace human. I mean, people should not use it, blah, blah, blah. But then when you talk with them, you actually notice that they already use AI, you know. In every DAW, there's already like AI tools that are helping. But the thing is, for some, how they would actually use it to match their needs in a proper way, you know, that's the thing. And that's where we also coming in place, because we want to be able to educate and show to people there's different, you know, parameters or even different application that you can use to develop your work in a faster way, but also like, I mean, in an efficient way, you know, because for so long, you know, people were, I mean, using their time to do some task, right? Now with AI, like you can focus on something else, you know, and AI will just speed up your workflow, right? So for us, it's just a matter of explaining people how to use AI to their benefit. And also not to be dependent enough, you know, to say AI will steal our jobs, you know.
So where are we now in Africa with AI? What is the status quo?
AI is really developing in a faster way. Can you just imagine, like, we have an AI hub now. We have, like a group of, you know, entrepreneurs, you know, people, like, working towards creating, you know, different AI solutions, whether it's in agriculture, it's in health, it's in music, it's in environment, you know. I mean, in all sectors, fintech, whatever, I mean, you can think of, people are already thinking how they can use AI. So Africa is really on the wave to embrace, you know, AI. But we just need to have the same opportunities and the same facilities, you know, to be able to be among, I'll say like among the leads, you know, because we have our own specificities, you know, our own, you know, language, you know, I mean, our own, I'll say values and all of that. You know, even when it comes to language, for example, I mean, people are developing AI model, you know, on local languages, you know. I mean, that is something really in place, for example, in Senegal, you know, so which might be for some surprising, but we are already there, you know, and people are really pushing out of the curve to find innovative solution that would tackle like the specific needs of the country, basically, of Africa, basically.
Doesn't sound too bad for me concerning the use of AI in Africa these days. But on the other side, it is a huge continent and each country has to face its own problems and challenges with AI, just like the beginning of the internet.
Internet is now everywhere, everywhere. I can tell you, if you take the case of Senegal, for example, like you go in very remote areas, like for example, in the south, in Casamance, like you will see all the kids like with, I mean, smartphones, like for some, you know, some are watching, I mean, football games, you know, some are on TikToks, on Instagram and all of that. But how can we make sure that they will be interested in AI? You know, it's through programs, educational programs that will actually be in place for them. You know, that will help them to understand the scope of this new technology. And of course, if they are passionate enough to pursue a career like in tech, in technology, you know, we need to put in place strategies that will help them to learn and to have like a better path, you know, through that, you know. And that comes with a whole strategy, you know, it's a whole political strategy, you know. But us, what we can do now at this stage is just to talk about our platform, is just to educate, you know, is just to share, you know, what we know, like with others, so that we can inspire them at some point.
Education stays the driving motor of innovation and growth. That is the same all over the world. I'm really happy to see that Boubacar and his AI Sen Master Mix is helping the African society in getting to know more about artificial intelligence and its use. And by the way, we as users from all over the world can also support Sen Master Mix by using the platform. Though the main target is Africa, we can use the service with the internet, of course. Anybody from all over the world. So check it out, definitely. Sen Master Mix. Thanks, Boubacar Djiba, for letting us know more about artificial intelligence and music in the Senegal and Africa. That was really interesting and probably unknown to a lot of people, including me. If you have comments about this episode, let me know. Feel free to contact me under mail@deniskastrup.com. mail@deniskastrup.com. You will find all the details in the liner notes to this episode as well. Also, all the links of the music, and I uploaded the old shows of the Iliac Suite also on YouTube right now, so you can listen to them again and again and again with a still photo. Really, really interesting. Amazing. Follow the channel. Last but not least, I am on Instagram, the Iliac Suite _ podcast. These are the words you should search for. Thanks for listening, humans. Take care and behave. Until the next time.